Hello, I'm Albert Tang with Featured Artist Promo here on Sterling High School Radio with a quick look at one of the top hit artists of 2018-19, Charlie Puth. He is a 27-year-old pop R&B American singer-songwriter and record producer who grew up in Rumson, New Jersey. His mother introduced him to the piano at a very young age and has pursued the piano all his life. When he was little, as a 2-year-old, Charlie Puth experienced a nearly fatal dog bite incident, which scarred his right eyebrow. As he grew popular, he talks about how his eyebrow became a fashion statement.
I guess that means that I'm doing a good job if they're, like, you know, taking interest in my personal life and what I wear. People think that this is intentional. It's actually a scar. So I have people, like, mimicking my style by shaving part of their eyebrow.
Charlie Puth, who makes his music at the comfort of his home studio, is also known to have perfect pitch.
Perfect pitch is a really cool thing, and especially when you're making records for other people, and they might not know how to describe a certain feeling that they want in a record. And I can just hear their talking voice and know what key of a song is going to work best for them. And I use that same tactic on myself as well.
His career first started in September 2009, where he created his own YouTube channel entitled Charlie's Vlogs, posting comedy videos and acoustic covers. His YouTube channel currently has more than 13 million subscribers, which gives him a huge following to help promote his content. In early 2015, Charlie Puth signed with Atlantic Records and released his debut single, Marvin Gaye, which features American singer-songwriter Meghan Trainor. The single has certified 2-time platinum in Australia, topped the charts in New Zealand, Ireland, and the United Kingdom, and peaked at number 21 on the US Billboard Hot 100. Later on, Charlie Puth wrote, co-produced, and was featured on a song with Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, a tribute to the late Paul Walker included in the Furious 7 soundtrack. While Wiz Khalifa wrote the rap lyrics, the rest of the song has been credited to Charlie Puth. See You Again was originally his song, written for his deceased friend as a tribute.
See You Again first came about, Fast and Furious had approached me to write something for the end of the movie. I don't know, lo and behold, 10 minutes later, when I finished writing the chorus, which is very unusual because songs usually take a little bit longer to write than that. I think it happened in 10 minutes because I was thinking of my friend too, who passed away.
The song peaked at number 1 on the Hot 100 chart for 12 non-consecutive weeks and was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, Song of the Year, Best Pop Duo, Group, Performance, and Best Song Written for Visual Media. It was also shortlisted for the Song of the Year for the BBC Music Awards and was nominated for the Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song at the 73rd Golden Globe Awards.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
After that, Charlie Puth debuts his first studio album, 9-Track Mind, which was released in January 2016, and was preceded by the singles One Call Away and We Don't Talk Anymore, which peaked at number 12 and number 9, respectively, on the US Billboard Hot 100. In the process of making a new album, Charlie Puth states the album departs lyrically from his debut album, 9-Track Mind, by avoiding the direction of love ballads. On April 21st, 2017, Charlie Puth released the lead single, Attention, from his second studio album, Voice Notes. Second single from Voice Notes, How Long, was released on October 5th, 2017, and on March 15th, 2018, Done For Me was released as the third single from Voice Notes, featuring singer Kalani. Voice Notes was then released on May 11th, 2018, and he felt that this album was his debut album.
I'm really excited about Voice Notes coming out because this honestly feels like my debut album. I'm scared for people to know me, like,
why?
Even more so, because it's really personal.
The album has peaked at number 4 on May 5th, 2018 on Billboard 200 and is already eligible for the gold certification in the US. Charlie Puth explains how he feels about the success of Voice Notes.
I truly am humbled by that. That's really, really cool.
I'm Albert Tang with featured artist promo on pop R&B artist Charlie Puth, and you're listening to Sterling High School Radio. Go Knights.